Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're looking at heaven. Ooh, what a beautiful thing to behold. We're looking at it from the Word of God. We shall be looking at it next week as well. I say we. My daughter Shelley Brim Oaks is here with me. Her husband recently moved to heaven, and she's been reading a lot of books. Of course, the book about heaven is the Word of God. And then books that line up with the Word of God, written by people we know who have been there and come back and given a witness about heaven. Now, I have been teaching you the foundation laid in the Old Testament for earthly Jerusalem, its association with heavenly Jerusalem. We're going to go into this even more next week, especially the heavenly Jerusalem part. But we have been talking about HaMakom, how it was called the place. God said, we've gone through this in detail, God said in Deuteronomy chapter 12, Moses, through Moses, told the people, don't worship me under every green tree, but only in HaMakom, the place, HaMakom, the place where I shall put my name in one of the tribes' lands. He didn't tell them which place it was. Now, before their patriarch Abraham had been told by God to take his son, his only son, Isaac, and offer him on Mount Moriah at HaMakom, the place where he should tell him. And it says Abraham saw the place. He saw HaMakom. He offered up Isaac, and then God provided a sacrificial lamb to take his place. And then we saw that still the Jews don't know where this place is, that God's going to put his name. And David, the man after God's own heart, desires to know where that place is. He says, I'm not going to sleep until I find out where it is. Well, eventually he did find it out, and he purchased a threshing floor, Onan the Jebusite, Ornan. He purchased his threshing floor, and there on that place, he got the pattern to build the temple, and his son Solomon built it. Solomon, during the week of dedication in the Feast of Tabernacles, on the last day, the great day of the feast, was praying. Fire came down from heaven, licked up the sacrifice off the altar, and the Lord said, you got it right. This is the place, HaMakom. The Jews know so well about HaMakom and how holy it is, the place, that they consider HaMakom one of the names of God. Now we're fast forwarding over to the New Testament. Jesus, Yeshua, has come, and he has presented the kingdom to the Jews, which they turned down. And now he moves from that. I suppose there could have been, at that time, the earthly kingdom instituted. I don't know exactly, but I know that it was put on hold. The Jews being set up in earthly Jerusalem, HaMakom for them, was put on hold until we have all this church age. Jesus is turning over now to the church age. They don't know anything about the church. They haven't heard a thing about it. The only thing they know is that Jesus is going to leave. And they're saddened. And so we're going to go now to John chapter 14. Jesus, all through the Gospels, has been speaking primarily to the Jews. But now he's going to speak to this new entity that's going to come on the earth. And he says, I give you a new commandment. This is John chapter 13, verse 34. And then he said that I'm going someplace right now and you can't follow me. And they're saddened at this news. So we go now to chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe God. Believe me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus is not talking to Assemblies of God boys, Baptist boys, Word of Faith boys. He's talking to Jews. They know all about this word, the place, HaMakom. There have been established now for almost 3,000 years, there had been established, well, it was 2,000 years at the time, it's 3,000 now, there had been established HaMakom, the place, Jerusalem, where they were to go and offer their sacrifices, where the Jews were to go. But now he's speaking to a different group. The church is going to be born now. And he says, I'm going to go and make Hamakom the place for you, Church of the Living God. We're going to be talking about this next week. Heavenly Jerusalem, the place for the church. I've asked Shelley to read from one of the books we're offering you this week, Dr. Gary Wood's book. In 1966, he was killed in a car accident and went to heaven from the site of the accident. Would you please read, Shelley?
Mm-hmm. And I saw the clouds open up wide. I then began walking on a green, lush carpet of grass that covered the hillside. Looking down, I noticed that the grass came all the way through my feet and that there were no indentations where I had just walked. From the hill, I viewed the outer portion of a magnificent city. There was a wonderful wall made of jasper that surrounded the city. The names of the 12 apostles were inscribed on the foundations. There were 12 pearl gates in the wall, and above each gate the names of the 12 tribes of Israel were engraved. The Bible gives us the dimensions of that city. It is 2.7 billion cubic miles in circumference. It is 2,250,000 square miles at its base of perimeter, and it is 780,000 stories high. Can you imagine the dimensions and magnitude of this place called heaven? It has enough rooms to accommodate lots of people, and he gives an incredible number. And that is more than has ever lived on the planet Earth at any one time. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." In front of me was a very beautiful gate made of solid pearl that was studded with sapphires, rubies, diamonds, and many other precious gems. It was the most excellent work of art I had ever seen. The wall was so high that I could not see the top of it. It seemed to go on forever. A giant angel was holding a sword while standing guard at the gate. He was at least 40 feet tall. His hair was spun gold. Rays of dazzling soft lights flowed from his magnificent being. Another angel came through the gate, and he was checking the pages of a book that he was carrying. He then nodded to the giant angel, confirming that I may enter into the city. Suddenly, in front of me stood my best friend John. His eyes sparkled with life as we embraced. People have asked me if we will know one another in heaven. I knew my friend John. The Bible says in Matthew 8:11 that we will sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And how will we sit down with them if we don't know who they are? And so he goes on to say that later he learned that we are all assigned a loved one who is already in heaven to acquaint us with this place called heaven. And John was the one assigned to me. Yes, what a glorious scene. Maybe it's that mother that you've missed so much, or that baby you lost, or your dear father that you laid in the grave, or that beloved wife that died of cancer. Whoever that loved one may be, if they died in Jesus, they will be there to meet you in heaven. So my best friend told me that he had many wonderful things to show me. John took me into a very large building that looked like a library. The walls were solid gold and sparkled with a dazzling display of light that loomed up high to a crystal-domed ceiling. I saw hundreds and hundreds of volumes of books. Each book had a cover of beautifully carved gold with a single letter of the alphabet engraved on the outside. Many angels were there, reading the contents of the books. John explained to me that these books contained a record of every person's life who had ever been born throughout all history. Everything we do here on earth is recorded in these books, good or bad, everything. I watched as an angel opened one of the books and with a cloth wiped the pages. As he did this, the page turned red, and the writing vanished from the pages, leaving only a name. I asked what that meant, and was told the red represents the cleansing from the blood of Jesus, your Savior. Names were transferred from these books to the Lamb's Book of Life, and sins were erased and remembered against you no more. The Lamb's Book of Life is for those who have received everlasting life by asking Jesus to save them.
Shelley, I wonder if we could go, we don't have much time left, over to Jesse's book, where he tells about hearing Jesus preach.
Okay, this is in Jesse's book entitled Heaven.
We'll have to hurry a little bit.
Close Encounters of the Third...
Jesse Duplantis.
Yes. And so I marked it here. It's on page 117. And he talks about Jesus shouting, Jesus preaching with authority. Jesus preached of his coming to the earth, said Jesse. And quoting Jesus, he said, quote, I am going to get my body, and my body shall reside in this place.
In this Macomb.
In this Macomb that my Father has created for us.
Woo, there's a place for me.
And there was a stirring among the people, says Jesse, and they began shouting and praising God. And then the Lord began to continue his sermon. He began to shout, quote, I'm going to get your brothers. I'm going to get your sisters. I'm going to get your family. I'm bringing them back to this place.
Hallelujah.
To live with me forever and ever.
The place of the church. We're going to read that again next week. You don't want to miss next week. We're going to be talking about heaven again. We have two books that we are offering to you. Within Heaven's Gates by Rebecca Springer, Her Visit to Heaven, well known for many years. And then a book that probably you haven't read by Dr. Gary Wood, who died and went to heaven. And it's called I Died and Went to Heaven. We're offering you both books for $15 plus shipping. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. If you can, be with me March 17th through 20th at a school of eschatology at Walk on the Water Faith Church in Osage Beach, Missouri. Also, I'll be preaching at that church on March 16th with Dr. Larry and Loretta Allison. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447 for details. Also, to register, it's free, but we'd like to know you're coming. And then that great youth rally we have in Branson, Chip, Brim, and Champions for Christ. We have a great group coming. We go to all the great places in Branson. We want your young people there. It is life-changing and miraculous. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. For any of these things, and we will be looking forward to seeing you next time. And this is Billy Brim and
Shelley Brim
saying shalom, 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 until next time. Peace upon you.